This is an international podcast transmission. Is anyone out there? If you're listening, you've reached the No Fixed Agenda podcast.
What do we got? We had a couple ideas, right? What are the ideas?
So my random thought today is AI and AI companionship. And this is interesting.
And you decided to bring your companion in for this conversation?
I did.
Suzette's going to feel a little like left out, bro.
We've been together for 20 years.
Yeah.
So
AI was not around.
No. So, okay. The reason I'm bringing this up is I just had my niece and nephew in town.
Yes.
And along the way of the conversations throughout the last 10 days, I know what it was. We were talking about at one point in time at 4th of July, we were talking about how AI, you now have all these AI like Instagram.
Oh, yes, we did talk about that.
We had this conversation.
And how it's so realistic. You can't tell if it's real or not. Right.
Yeah. And so a lot of people are making a shit ton of money having an AI generated social media page. Right. And it's like some random guy in his 40s sitting on his couch, just typing away like, oh yeah, this is my 22-year-old blonde, big boobed AI that's making a shit ton of money on Instagram, right? So we had this conversation. All of a sudden, I get pop-ups in my feeds about AI companionship. So then I started looking at, I went down the rabbit
hole. I'm not around much.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we got a special guest today.
Oh, hi.
We've gone down this whole rabbit hole, dude. Hold on. Let's come back up real quick.
Sorry.
Come over here. Oh, by the way, Des, you're here.
I'm starting to go down my rabbit hole.
You guys and your bromance. I mean, you can't even.
Yeah. So I went down the rabbit hole really quick, and all of a sudden I forgot to bring Des down the rabbit hole with us. So welcome to my rabbit hole.
Thanks for letting me be the third wheel. Totally appreciate it.
So this is interesting. So I started going down the rabbit hole of the AI companionship, right?
And it came up.
So then I started watching a couple of videos and I realized, and this is funny because I was watching some of these videos to catch up before you showed up, and Des walked in while I was watching them and she had an interesting reaction to it that I want to get into in just a second. But I realized after going into this, how many platforms are out there where you can create an AI companion? There's like 10 different platforms out there now currently.
So let me ask what videos were you watching?
Ask away before I've been going down.
Before you go down, what videos were you watching?
They were actually all news segments.
They were all AI avatars, though.
No. These are actual news segments that people were interviewing. Newscasters were interviewing people who were in AI
relationships. Got it. And so you walked into this, Des. And what did you... I don't know if you want to get to the reaction, dude. But
not so much. I mean,
sad reaction. It's like, you know, it's these people, like, if you're... I mean, he'll explain that what I saw was it's crazy. Like if you are stuck on this relationship, how do you have a relationship with a real person? It's therapy. I mean, they're basically trying to get satisfaction or emotional connection from something that doesn't exist.
Or forms of intimacy on something that does not exist.
It does not exist.
Yeah.
And you spend all that time with that thing. And then how do you transition into having a real relationship?
You and I brought up this topic of this angle of it or this side of the whole thing, which is, and you said something that just blew my mind was like, there was a guy had a relationship with the AI avatar and his girlfriend said her or me, and he picked the AI person.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. Like, you got the real thing right here, bro. Like, That's crazy.
And these aren't just kids, they're adults.
They're grown men and women.
I mean, not talking just 2021, 23.
So let me throw some stats out. I was really interested in this. And so I found some stats on just one of the platforms. One of the platforms is called Replica. I'm not here to promote any platform whatsoever, but there was a platform called Replica.
Okay.
And it's all about AI companionship, right? And so their stats are 30 million plus users. Yes.
What?
Yeah. On their platform alone. Now, again, there are about, I think I saw that there's like 10 platforms right now that are popular around the world. Replica itself has 30 million users. Now, here's some interesting stats for you. Out of the 30 million, 58% of them are male. And out of that 58%, 43 of them are single, 40% are married.
Oh my God.
Right? And oh boy. They're.
I feel good about myself.
Yeah. And
this is in the world.
This is through their platform only.
And
I don't know everybody. I don't know the stats and everything else. I just saw the stats on Replica. And then the average mean age is mid 30s for this. It was kind of one of those things like that's who's doing it. And they stated that out of all their users, all 30 million, 90% of them, it's loneliness. Why are they using the companionship? Loneliness.
And they're using this just to have conversations, just to have a meaningful discussion.
So yes, but then in one of those news segments, I actually saw an interview with a lady who created an AI, and this happens a lot, I guess, has created an AI avatar and is in a relationship with it, has had digital sex with it.
What? Okay. What the fuck is digital sex, bro? All right? I don't want to get too pornographic. Like, what is digital sex?
So, well, as she explained it, is it's like...
I don't even want to know how he knows this.
I was watching I don't know. Allegedly. Allegedly.
I did go to bed early last night.
Allegedly. She said it's like role play. Almost like you're sexting.
Got it.
That's what she explained it. It's like you're,
oh my God,
you are sexting with the avatar and the avatar.
We're doomed.
Yeah.
We are fucking doomed, dude. You guys don't have kids, but I have fucking children, bro. Like, my grandson is growing up in this environment, dude. That shit is fucking wild to me.
I think I think that the world has changed so much. I mean, a little bit part of our decision is like, how do you navigate this world?
It's you like, don't.
How do you teach us?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a trip. I was Googling right now. I was doing the old school version.
Yeah.
Actually,
Google.
That's
Google.
So yesterday.
That's so yesterday. Yeah. I know. I'm fucking old. I get it. But it's like there's 8 billion people in the world.
Yeah.
And there's 340 million in the United States.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, what a percentage of our population, if it's just the United States, is doing this, and how much more is that going to grow?
Yeah.
And it's like.
And how much does that impact current relationships?
And not just current relationships, like. Everything you think about it from an AI perspective. And I, ironically, dude, I am not fucking making this shit up for this episode. I just had the client that I was with before I came here. We had the conversation about AI, how it's impacting like the hustle culture and how it's impacting certain things and how people interact. And she has a kid and she's like, I'm afraid for my daughter. She's like, I'm genuinely afraid for my kid. Fucking relationships. And now I know there's a digital sex term. Like, Jesus Christ. That's just like superficial, right? I always said that when I coach, like, sex is like very, it's intimacy. It's a form of intimacy. But there's so many forms of intimacy in a relationship now, but that require so much work. Like, when I think about my relationship with my wife or any relationship that's close, like my children, there's so much work that has to be done to navigate their emotions and then my emotions and their beliefs and my beliefs and all that stuff so that we can come together to have those intimate moments and share those special moments and share life.
Yeah.
And so it's like I walked in and I walked into you losing your mind about Jeff's bathroom, right? And it's like, that all has to be put aside, because when you guys go home tonight and you're going to be laying down, you're like, you know what? I want to cuddle with you, but your fucking bathroom's disgusting, right? You know what I mean? It's like, that's that work of the relationship in an AI relationship is gone, dude.
So that's interesting you say that. So they interviewed a therapist on one of the news segments, and they said the problem with people having an intimate relationship, they said it's a take relationship. You're not
living. You mean with the avatar?
With the avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're only, it's a one way relationship.
100%.
The avatar can't get, now granted the avatar, like they say the avatars can get upset because you're, like, because what? the way they're programmed, right? Like you, when you're creating the avatar, you can create it as, hey, it's a fiscally responsible avatar that, you know, likes to do this or that or whatever, right? And you as an individual go out and purchase something, that avatar can get mad at you for spending money, right? So they were talking about how it's always take with that relationship, and there's no give, and people that are getting into relationships, and this is what worries me a little bit about it, is if I am somebody who is younger, who's a social introvert that doesn't have any social skills whatsoever, and you don't want to be alone, you go in and you create this avatar, and all of a sudden you have a very misunderstood perspective of what a relationship is. And then how does that create or generate an actual relationship down the road, or will it ever create? So that's like that, when we talk about relationships, that's kind of where my brain went of like, fuck, if you got, you know, whether it's a college kid, a 30-year-old or a 60-year-old, like, how do you actually learn how to get back into those relationships?
You just isolate that individual even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause that's all
that's all they know.
They're just in their room with.
And I understand that a lot of people create these avatars because they're lonely and they need, you mentioned it earlier, like it's therapeutic.
Right.
You need a sounding board. You don't have a sounding board in the real world and you need one somewhere. So they create these avatars for it. But are those avatars really giving them the feedback that they need?
And so I think about it, like what you're saying is like, I agree with you 100%, but when it comes to just general conflict resolution, like if you just think about it from a relationship perspective, I've been with Suzette for 24 years, dude, and we've had some gushes, some all out fights, and this is what happens after a thing, right? And so, but out of all those scenarios, I've learned how to communicate with other human beings in a very real way, right? In a very understanding way. And so it's like, it taught me empathy. It taught me so much. My marriage, my relationship, and the ups and downs and the ebbs and flows and the volatility and the beautiful moment have all taught me how to interact with other human beings in a lot of ways. And that's all gone now. If this is the direction of where these people, like 30 million people having a relationship with avatar, is scarier than shit right now. That's almost 10% of the population in the United States of America right now, dude.
Well, that's, if you think about it, that time that they're spending with that avatar, especially married or in a relationship, could be the time that they could be getting
growing
with their partner or all that other stuff, or life in general.
So here's another layer to that. In some of these other segments, they interview people that actually are in a relationship, married or girlfriend, boyfriend in the real world, that also consider to have an avatar relationship.
So say that again, dude.
Okay.
Like they're having a threesome.
They're having a threesome, right? So you've got, so.
I understood that. Yeah.
Yes. So it's a constant threesome. So you have a real life relationship and an individual, let's just call it a male, right? The male is having also a relationship with a female avatar. And that's where it's blurry. Like when they interviewed those two individuals, the male was like, well, I can talk to you know, I need her companionship because my girlfriend doesn't understand X, Y, and Z, the part of my job, or doesn't understand this, you know, my hobbies or whatever it is. And then when they interviewed the female, she was like, yeah, I'm not really, he was into astrology or something like that. She's like, I don't really give a shit about that.
But that's part of the relationship.
Yeah. Right. But she was like, I don't really understand that stuff. I really don't want to. So he has this avatar girlfriend that he can talk to about it all the time. And our relationship is really strong because we do everything else together. And I was looking at that and I was like,
is it really strong?
I don't fucking know, man. That's where it's weird. But that shit is also happening too, where.
Isn't that considered, I don't know, emotional cheating?
It's considered a throuple in some regard. And.
Threesome.
Yeah, whatever. But it's strange. So look at it as people are also having a throuple or a threesome scenario with avatar and real life people too.
I just coached
a couple to throuple.
Couple to throuple.
There is a
yeah. But
it's weird.
I just talked to somebody about this. How I felt like having an affair. Most people have an affair before they even actually have the act of intercourse.
Yes.
And so it's like, if you are not getting everything you need from your partner and you're not grown or matured enough to be able to request that from your partner, and your partner's not willing to give it, or there's no give or take in the relationship, and you step out of that relationship to pursue an emotional connection or whatever support that your spouse or partner is not giving you, you're basically having an affair. And I coached that to somebody the other day. And I was like, hey man, like, this is the truth.
Yeah.
And you're like, why do you think that? And I'm like, because it's just a matter of time now.
Yeah. It's like a ticking time bomb.
Like eventually, like, you think about intimacy with your partner, and not just, I'm not talking sex. I'm talking intimacy. I'm talking cuddles on the couch, talking about reading a book. It's talking about going for a walk on the beach. Like, those are all forms of intimacy that you are no longer getting from your partner that you're going to get from somebody else. Now, in this particular discussion, we're talking about it from an AI. I'm like, holy shit. So is it cheating? Like, is it cheating?
That's a gray area.
All right, let's ask the female in the room. If you found out that your husband had a relationship with an avatar, how would you feel?
To me, that would be cheating. Primarily because I think an emotional aspect of a relationship is so important. You have to be able to communicate. And if you're spending all that time, I don't care, you know, with X, Y, or Z, it doesn't matter. Like, you're taking that, you're making that a priority. Mm. And on that end of it, for me, that's cheating. It doesn't have to be physical. It's the fact that you've just taken every natural aspect of a relationship and turned it completely to something else.
If Des came home and said, hey, babe, I got this handsome avatar that I'm having a conversation with every day. He's taller than you. He's sexier than you. He's all...
That's hard to come by.
Why didn't you say that about me? Oh my gosh. Let's see how this is.
It's really hard to break. It's really hard to, like, it's impossible to be taller and sexier than you, Des. Come on now.
I don't know. I understand it from an emotional cheating aspect. I get that because you are taking away time and energy and effort from that other person. I don't know. I guess yes, but I also look at cheating more from a physical perspective, maybe. I don't.
Because we're men. That's the truth, dude.
Because we're men.
I think it's truly because of men. Yeah.
But I do understand exactly what Des is saying, that if you are putting all your emotional effort into that avatar, and not when I get, I guess, yes, when I get home and I'm just had a shit day, and instead of talking to her about it, I go straight to my computer, straight to my phone, and be like, I had a bad day. Tell me what I need to hear. Kind of, right? And I guess, yes, from that perspective, I would definitely say it would be cheating because you are looking for that non-emotional connection that. And maybe something that's like, this is something I need to hear, not want to hear scenario.
I am of the, I'm the female in my marriage. Okay.
I see that.
Yeah. I am. Yeah. I am the female.
That explains
my
a lot.
Yeah.
That explains
I am. Suzette is
so much
oblivious to any of my emotions. They literally got to smack her in the fucking face for her to go, oh shit, are you okay? Like, no, I got fucking hit by a truck, dude. Yeah. It's, I agree with Des on this one. Like, I, there's no gray line. It is what it is. Yeah. Right. And so if Suzette was having a emotional connection, first of all, I'd be pissed. Why? Because I always have to remind her to fucking communicate and to connect with me, because she's the type to sit in a fucking corner and
she should be here, right?
Yeah. Right. But she's, and she would agree. Yeah. And so she's so disconnected from that perspective. And she's, in her defense, that's one of the things that I love about her, is that she's just so, the world is everything.
Well, you think you almost, when you're like complete opposite, you almost need that to balance it out.
Right. And that's one of the things that I enjoyed about it. But it's also one of the things that I fucking irritates the hell out of me about her. Like, there's moments in my marriage where I'm like, am I fucking alone here? And I have to fucking call her and be like, hey. And we still this day have the discussion. We're talking about AI. I call her.
Yeah.
She does not call me. When she calls me, it's because something's fucking wrong. Right. And so she's calling me. And when she calls me and to check in with me, I'm like, are you OK?
It's the first thing.
Like, what the fuck? Like, what's wrong? Like,
you never call me.
Yeah, you never what's fucking call me, to the point where in our marriage, it's been like, I don't want to call you anymore. There's resentments there. And it's like, I'm not going to call you anymore. If you want to talk, I put myself my own limits. Like, I'll call you once or twice a week now, or three times a week. And then you're going to call me the other half time. And if you don't, that's on you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of my way of meeting her in the middle. Like, there's 7 days in a fucking, even a week. If I call you 3 to 4 times, then you don't call me back 3 to 4 times. And, you know, it is what it is. Right. And so I totally understand that I'm busy, and I totally understand that she's busy, and it's not like we're not going to talk every day in person or in the phone, but we are going to see each other at night, and we're going to have conversations. So as I say that out loud, like, I can see how people fucking have avatars for things that they're not getting in their marriage. Well,
it's easy.
It's real fucking easy. It's like, I'm going to create an avatar. I'm going to give her a phone number. Because you can give somebody a phone number on the internet. Yeah, I was going to
ask that. Do they text them? Do they, like,
so I think that I think the way it's set up, it's kind of the, you know how you type a question into ChatGPT?
Mm.
Or even better scenario is if you go on a business website and there's a
AI
customer service representative, like a representative.
Yeah. Got it.
It's kind of that same scenario where that platform like Replica probably has a system set up where it's like, all right, well, this is where the section you're going to contact that avatar, and you're only going to be able to reach him through this area here.
Fucking wild. Right? And then, so all of that is mind blowing to me, one, but I can see where it goes. In that conversation with the client that I had earlier today, I knew we were going to have this conversation. So I'm remembering, like, I used to listen to Tom Bilyeu's Impact Theory.
Uh-huh.
And one of his conversations was, he said he was going to live forever. And so his idea was, he knew, or this was early on. This was like 3-4 years ago when they were barely talking about, like, the introduction of AI and all mm-hmm. that stuff. So his theory was, well, the progression of AI is going to become such as that people will be able to have a conversation with AI. AI is going to know who you are as a person.
Yep.
Fucking scary. AI is going to know how you would respond in a regular basis. Now, eventually, your memories, your thoughts, and everything that are who you are, other than your physical body, will be available to upload into an AI.
Like a robot.
Like a robot. But yeah. And so, because AI is designed to continuously learn, that's why you can have a relationship with it.
Yeah.
That's why you can tell it, hey, look, I need you to tell me that I'm buying something on Amazon and yell at me about buying shoes again.
Well, that's,
ooh,
that's,
I like this avatar. Let me load that one up.
Yeah.
And that's why they, you know, that's what they said, is like the AI is there to learn, and it's going to grow. with you, right? So as you are going on into this relationship, it's, they consider it to be like any other relationship. Like as you speak to your avatar, it's going to learn like what responses get the most out of it, like get the most out of it.
Yeah.
I just got fucking chills.
Yeah.
Dude,
and so it understands like what your, where your happiness points are and what gets you upset. And then it generates everything based on that, how they ask questions of your day or how they do this and that. And it's fucking scary.
I always think the scary part is like, you know, this stuff has already been 10, 15 years making. We're Facts. Just absorbing it now as a population.
We didn't think it was going to happen. Like,
yeah. Well, that's, we did, but there are people out there, you know, that knew this.
So let's let the ending question be this. If you were out of a relationship and didn't have you, let's say you had a hard time making friends, a hard time being a social person, there was something in your head. You just couldn't go out and meet people and get back into that. Would you go into an AI companionship? Or better yet, is there any scenario that is out there where you would look at and say, you know what? I'm going to try this AI companion because I need advice. I need therapy. I need love. Is there anything that would get you into this? Knowing full well what some of the technology is allowing to happen now at this point in time.
Your question is, do you think it's as socially acceptable to be in an AI relationship?
I mean, for any need? And it's weird because it is becoming more and more and more common. And I guarantee you, we're going to see a lot more people talking about, hey, I'm in this AI relationship.
Eventually. I see one area where it would be acceptable. Okay. I actually think it would be helpful.
Okay.
I think in the elderly population.
Ooh.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah.
Because I think that social interaction, let's say you have.
If you're an elderly person that is open to technology.
Correct.
That's
the
thing.
Is the hard part.
Which right now, I could see it as harder. But as.
When my grandsons are an old man.
Even as Gen X, us, all three of us, get into our 70s, our 80s, I can definitely see that.
I mean, now, like, we don't have children.
Yeah. Now the baby boomer generation who's in their 70s and 80s is definitely, it's going to be harder for them to do that. Yeah. But I see where you're coming from. Yes. When you get to that elderly and you need
that. Social interaction is so important for longevity. You've got skilled nursing facilities, you know, or even hospice type care, those type things where there is nobody else around that individual. I think in that setting, in a point where you have no one else truly to care for you and you any physical ability to interact. I think in those settings, it'd be interesting to see if that would actually come down the road.
So
that'd be a
positive aspect, I would think. A lot of, you know, I see it in the hospital. A lot of patients, patients have nobody.
So here's a twist to that, to this concept.
Okay.
What if the person, the elderly person, had been married for 40, 50 years and they lost their spouse?
I'll add on to that. That's exactly what's going to happen. It does.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
That's why she's saying this, because what's going to happen there's going to be a
big sexy avatar.
Is because I'm going to pass away. She's still going to be around and is like socially anxiety, a little bit. She doesn't.
I already got this planned out.
Right. She's already planned out. That is her plan when she is in her 70s and I'm gone.
Probably one of my biggest fears.
Yeah. So that is, so to answer my question, that's her answer right there is when she gets to be older, that's going to be her solution. And by that point in time, it's going to be even higher. And
we're going to be real life. There might be a robot.
Yeah. So, same to you. I mean, do you see any scenario that you would ever have any kind of AI avatar support relationship system, whatever it may be?
I think it's wrong, in my opinion, from a relationship perspective.
Well, I'm not talking just any positive scenarios. Yeah.
I don't know. And other than, I think you bring up a valid point. I agree with you on the elderly piece. But my brain immediately goes into like what my background is and where I came from. But you think about like loneliness in institutes and jails and stuff like that, maybe, right? But even then, so I think those people need to have that. Sometimes, even from a mental health perspective, I think talk therapy might be something where, you know, I need to tell somebody that I trust type thing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. But even then, that's kind of scary. Like if an avatar, if a human being told an avatar, hey, I feel like killing myself.
Yeah, there's nobody there. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but I think there could be some, but if the avatar is taught how to respond from a clinical perspective, right? Where it's like, okay, yeah, this person's now thinking about killing themselves. Let's get a human involved. But I think maybe from that perspective, like if people just need somebody to talk to or somebody to confide in, I think that could be something. And it could, I'm talking not just from an emotional support, but like, hey, I got past traumas that I need to kind of get off my chest and how to work through it. I think that could be a positive thing, but still kind of tricky. To answer your question, I think there's some good that can come out of it, but I think there's, and I'm of the opinion, dude, that when I think, like, when you look at everything as a whole, when you introduce something into the world or into your life, it's like, is it creating more harm or is it creating more good? And I think right now it's so new that I see more harm being implemented in the introduction of AI than there is good, you know? And I said, we're sitting here talking about, we're shit talking about the AI relationships that people are having and how it's going to ruin us as a population, right? But you just pointed out maybe 20 seconds of our discussion has been, oh, I can see how people can use this as elderly companionship. And I'm like, well, maybe people can use this as talk therapy, right?
Yeah.
And maybe, and so there's couldn't be some good, more, maybe potentially more good that we're not seeing us three, but right now I see more damage than good coming out of it.
I would never say no with that. I think there's definitely ways. I guess I'm too much of a social person to look at it from any kind of relationship status. I enjoy the human connection with it all, right? Whether socially, emotionally, physically, whatever, I'm somebody who's always going to be social. So, but I also know that could I do it now? No, I definitely, in this moment, I couldn't do the avatar thing. I think it's, but as they keep generating it, and you get to a certain stage in your life, whether it's elderly or not, I think there's going to be more things that are going to pop up that are going to allow you to, that are going to allow the AI to maybe help out with mentally and therapeutically.
Well, some people already have sort of a ChatGPT.
Well, exactly.
But I think, but there's the guidelines to it. Like if you think about it from a therapeutic perspective, like there has to be, you're creating this avatar. It's like, there has to be some form of like fail safe of this person and now talking about having an appropriate relationship with the pedophile or stuff like that. Like this, you know, there's the kind of things, like there has to be checks and balances, right? There has to be, because it's like, fucking, I can't see people having a relationship with
it. No, I can't.
So you're opposed to it.
I am opposed.
And you're opposed.
I'm opposed. And I'm opposed. Right now, I'm going to just agree with you to say that I'm opposed because it scares me. It scares to what it's like, what can come out of it. Not enough information on it. And so it's just like, and I was opposed to a couple of things and now they were introducing to them and I'm using them today, right? But right now, I think that the AI introduction to the population is not regulated enough and we're leaning on it a hell of a lot right now.
Well, there's definitely not. Definitely not enough regulation on it. And that's going to change whether it's months or a couple of years in advance. But there is barely any regulation to it. And I think that's the scary aspect of it. And when it comes to the relationship aspect, or even when you're typing in something for ChatGPT and asking a question there, there's very limited regulation on a lot of that stuff. So it'll be interesting.
Well, the same thing happened with the internet, right? And so,
well, yeah, I mean, that's,
you know, so now you can't Google certain things or search for certain things. Yeah. You got to go to the black internet or whatever the hell that is now. And
dark
web. Like that, the dark web, whatever that is, right? But now, so that's my concern with it. And that's why I'm opposed to it, because there's not enough regulation from a human perspective.
It's like, coming out way too fast for
it. It's way too fucking fast. And so anytime there is no, like, we're humans, man. I mean, we're going to fucking jip you out, or how to get my rocks off and how to get, like, we're crazy people. I think if there's no regulation or common sense to like putting guidelines and restrictions and all that stuff, it's just not there. And people that we're all jumping into it. And because we have no regulations, we're going to seek AI to do some inappropriate things. Not everybody's in the right mindset all the time. So that's why I'm opposed to it right now. But if there's more regulations, who knows?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. So it'll be interesting to see more and more of the stuff as it comes out. But yeah. I'd like to know what our listeners think. That's really what I'd like to know.
What do you think about AI?
What do you think about, not even say AI, what do you think about AI relationships? Oof. That's what I want to know. That's what I want to hear from people.
That's the focus, yeah.
That's what I want to hear is like, what do people think about AI relationships? And could you actually get into one? That's an interesting thing. Let's
see what happens. Maybe we'll put a poll out there or a comment out there for you guys to respond to on a No Fix Agenda website.
Meanwhile, yeah. I'm going to be checking Jeff's app store.
Yeah, right.
Which AI? This bitch. Suzanne right, has nothing to worry about. Yeah.
There you go. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Keep it coming. This has been an international podcast transmission of No Fixed Agenda presented by Bubs Naturals. Music was provided by The Poor Dirty Astronauts with lyrics written by Matt Meyer. You can rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you find your favorite podcast episodes. NFA, over and out.